This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Been thinking a bit about Europe today, what with the election over in the UK and all. We have done a lot of work the past couple of years about the continent's economic troubles, the Greek debt crisis, of course, shaky Italian banks and Spanish unemployment. Now, though, it is possible, just possible, that the European economy is on the mend. Today, the European Central Bank raised its growth forecast for the Eurozone, the countries that use the single currency, and it hinted that some of its stimulus measures, like low, oh-so-low interest rates, aren't going to be needed forever. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
It's been a tough few years in Europe. Greece, Portugal, and Ireland all had to borrow billions to repay their debts and prop up their troubled banks. Unemployment soared, and growth was anemic. Doug Redeker is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
European growth has underperformed for a long time. I mean, I was going to say a decade. It's probably even longer than that.
The European Central Bank helped. Its stimulus policies brought interest rates close to nothing. It bought up government and corporate bonds, pumping $1.2 trillion to Eurozone economies to ease the pressure. Cash-strapped governments cut spending and entitlements. Today, growth is picking up. Unemployment in Spain, a dark spot, is down almost 10% from 4 years ago. Meg Lunsager is a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center.
It's all very positive, but there's still a lot of work left in Europe to do to make sure that over the longer term, these economies can grow and can converge.
Recent elections make that economic convergence more likely. Doug Redeker says last month's election in France that brought in pro-business and euro-friendly President Emmanuel Macron was key. He works well with Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, Europe's strongest economy.
France is huge, because France has traditionally played a role in Europe as the other part of the Franco-German axis at the core of Europe.
The European Central Bank today moved away from further interest rate cuts. It said it would keep buying bonds at a rate of some $60 billion a month, at least until the end of the year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.